Now, we have been thinking about God's servant, Dr. Bill Woods, now for a number of weeks. And last Lord's Day, we learned how this man had been converted, how he had sought the Lord and become a Christian, and was wonderfully saved and had established the principle and the practice of prayer and Bible reading and having a quiet time in his life. His parents wanted for him to go to university to become a teacher. And that would have certainly been a very legitimate profession. But Bill wanted to be sure and certain of the will of God in his life. And whenever we reach any crossroads in life and we come to make a decision about anything, any step that we take in life, we ought to be very careful that we consult the Lord and seek God for counsel. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, and with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And Bill Woods realized that I'll never be content unless I know for sure that I'm in the center of God's will for my life. Like that lovely little chorus, let the Lord have his way. In your life, every day, no rest, there's no peace until the Lord has his way. God's plan is always best. And for Bill, the plan of God was at that time in his life that he should go to Bible college. Now, if God had called him to be a teacher, or God had called him to be a joiner, or God had called him to be a builder, or any other thing, as long as that was the will of God for his life, that would be so good and so right and so proper. It's not the will of God for every person to go to the mission field or go to Bible college. Just whatever the will of God is for you, as long as you're sure that it's what the Lord would have you to do. So Bill Woods applied for a Bible college in Glasgow in Scotland, and off he went as a relatively young man to study in Bible college. He had to stay in, he had to live there for a couple of years. And of course, that brought many different trials across his pathway. There was all of the learning that he had to do in college. He had to learn new things. He had to learn more about the Bible and how to preach the Word of God and how to witness to people and scripture memorization and maybe a little bit of Greek or a little bit of Hebrew and all of these different things that we had to learn in Bible college. And he was worried, I suppose, perhaps a little bit about that. And then there was not only the learning, but there was also the living, along with other students, some of them from different backgrounds than him. And of course, that brought many trials along as well. And I'm sure he wondered, like any person, that how will I get on with the other students and even the lecturers as well. And you can choose your friends, but whenever you go to college or university or you're put into a school classroom or you're even brought into a church, and you feel that that's where God has you to be, you have to get along with people, and you have to speak to people, and you have to show kindness the one to the other for Christ's sake. And some people maybe aren't just that easy to love or get along with, but it's so vital and it's so important that we endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit and in the bond of peace. And I'm sure there were people, Bill would have testified himself, maybe not that easy to like or love or get on with, but nevertheless, they work together in harmony there in Bible college. And again, he had established the principle of having a quiet time, reading his Bible, praying. And that was something that he maintained all throughout the 2 years that he was in Bible college. I remember somebody said to me whenever I was going into college that one of the easiest places to backslide and get away from God is in Bible college. Now, that's very difficult to believe. You're listening to men of God and they're lecturing and they're teaching the Word of God and you're amongst Christian people. But things sometimes can be so busy and we begin taken up with other studies and other things that we can neglect our time with God. And it's so vital wherever we are in life that we make time and get time to spend alone with the Lord. Now, Bill liked to have a bit of fun. We have learned about that already whenever he was in Sunday school and church himself, some of the things that he got up to, and now that he's in Bible college, he still liked to have a bit of fun. And sometimes people thought, sometimes even the lecturers thought, he was having too much fun. And they would have told him, maybe you need to think about your future and recommend perhaps that you go home and you do something else and you leave college. But he worked hard nevertheless, and he stuck it out, and he stayed on, and he got his 2 years done. And then again he has to make a decision. What shall I do now? What does God have for me to do now? And he thought back to the past, back whenever he lived in Belfast, and he thought about some people that came to his church, or also to the mission hall that he went. One old lady by the name of Molly Harvey, who had been a missionary in the great nation of Brazil. And he thought back to that dear lady, how she talked about the mission field, talked about the work of God, talked about the tribal people. And he thought about Molly Harvey and some of the things that she had said. And he had been challenged that time about the work of God in Brazil. And then he thought about another couple that were a little bit younger, Fred and Ina Orr. And they were from Belfast as well, not far from his home in East Belfast. And they had just gone out to the mission field and were thinking about going to the mission field and had trained as well. And he thought about these dear people. And then one day, Mrs. Orr, along with Fred, came to the very college in Edinburgh to speak about the work of God in Brazil. And Bill felt at that time that God was calling him to go to Brazil as well. Brazil's a very large country. And whenever Fred and Ina Orr came to the Bible College in Glasgow, he felt that God was calling him to go to Brazil. So he applied to the mission organization, Acre Gospel Mission. He wrote them off a letter. He posted it. He made application. And he was all excited. He was sure God had called him. And then he received a letter back again. And it said, wait for 1 year. And he couldn't maybe understand this, why God was calling him to wait. People in Brazil were perishing. The need was so great. The nation was so vast. And yet these people were asking him just to wait another year and then make his application again. He was perhaps a little bit upset, maybe a little bit annoyed even, maybe even a little bit confused. But he took their advice. You see, even coming to the end of his days in college, God had still much to teach him about working alongside other people, about the ways of life, and maybe needed to raise a little bit of finance as well. And so he came back to Belfast, and he spent that year working and laboring and going around the country, preaching at different churches and preaching in different meetings, raising up prayer support. He made many, many good friends over that year. And he proved himself, even in the quiet place, raised up prayer support during that year. And sometimes God just wants us to wait. There are times whenever God gives us the green light and we go. And then there are times whenever God puts up a red light and he tells us to stop. And then there are times whenever God, as it were, puts up an amber or an orange light, and he tells us to wait. And sometimes whenever we pray about things, God gives a green light. Sometimes God gives a red light. But sometimes God tells us to wait. And like he said to the people through Paul writing to the Hebrews, ye have need of patience. And maybe you're praying about something in your life, maybe about the will of God, maybe about a relationship. Maybe you're praying about some issue. Maybe you're praying for some loved one and you're praying for a specific need. And maybe you're a little bit upset. Maybe you're a little bit annoyed, a little bit confused because God is telling you to wait. And yet it's so important to wait upon the Lord. For they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. The next Lord's Day, God willing, we'll learn a little bit more about his servant, Bill Woods.